What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Purpose Vision. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me tonight. As always, I have your open discussion on entertainment news, current events, books, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. Guys, yes, you're right. It's a new time. Instead of 9:30 a.m., now I'm on at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be sure to tune in each and every night for the hottest in entertainment news, current events, movies, books, fashion, and much, much more. Tonight, guys, I'm going to be talking about Will Smith. Will and Jada have a new school out in L.A., guys. And from my understanding, it's not Scientology-based. It's just a school where kids can be happy and safe in a good, ideal educational environment. So stick around, and I'll be back with much, much more right here at Blog Talk Radio.
Much more.
My man said heaven is a day away. If in the present, you're loving in a braver way. I wear the aura of a king and dream of a love supreme. As a child, I was told that my love is king. See what it could bring to the lives of those that ain't afraid to give with their souls exposed. Golden rose, you color my reality with balladry, allowing me to love like a child of three. I'm proud to be a superstar.
Thanks for sticking around, listening to your girl Purpose Vision right here on Blog Talk Radio. Guys, remember the call-in number is 347-215-8667 if you want to holler at your girl this evening. Yeah, the show is on 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time each and every night, so be sure to check me out, guys. I'm going to take it down a notch. You know, it was on in the morning time. And I know it was hard for you guys to get up out of the bed, wipe the coal out of your eyes, and check out your girl. But now you can sip your martini, or your glass of tea, I don't know, whatever your preference is, and listen to your girl in the evening time now when you're settled down from work and, you know, and it's all good. Check out your girl, you know, get your laptop out, get on your PC, www.blogtalkradio.com/purposevision. You know what's up. Check me out. All right, guys, listen. Will and Jada. Will Smith's soon-to-open private school is not a Scientology facility, as some reports have suggested. The Academy's director said, Will and Jada Smith are opening a private school in Los Angeles this year. We'll use teaching methods developed by Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard called Study Technology. But the school's director insists the facility has no religious affiliation. The couple have long denied being members of the church, being Scientology. The church. You know, Will and Jada are really good friends with Tom Cruise and Katie. You know, they got married, Tom and Katie. Tom jumped on the couch on Oprah's show. Guys, you remember all that craziness. Okay, well, Will and Jada are really close friends with Tom and Katie. And you know, Tom and Katie are Scientology experts. You know, Tom Cruise is always talking about Scientology this, Scientology that. And they're good friends. Well, Will and Jada are opening this school. It's called the New Village Academy. It's scheduled to open in September. And from my understanding, it is not going to be a Scientology school. It's just going to be teaching kids how to be happy, positive, and excited about learning. So, guys, you may want to check that out, especially those of you who live in the L.A. area. If you're looking for a private school for your kids, you may want to check out Will and Jada's school. Because they always promote, you know, positiveness. Positiveness, guys, I just made that word up. But, you know, they seem to be a really cool couple, and, you know, they're king and queen in Hollywood, so you may want to check them out. And guys, I'm really about to trip you out. Seems that Pam Anderson has a problem with Jessica Simpson talking about meat is good for people. I don't know what she's talking about. Well, I don't eat pork and I don't eat beef, so I don't know exactly what she's talking about with that whole bit, but you know, I think Pam Anderson is a vegetarian, so that whole thing with Jessica Simpson wanting to eat meat, Pam Anderson has a problem with it. So guys, stick around and I'll be back with more and tell you all about it right here on Mental Note, Blog Talk Radio, baby.
Your glasses, shake your asses, face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one. This one, classic. Red from blind, yeah, bitch, I'm drastic. Why this? Why that? Lip stop basking. Listen to me, baby, relax and start passing. Breathway, head back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all niggas hot psych, I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go, Evie gonna be lasting. Jealousy, let it go, results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well, too concerned with fashion. None of you ain't Giselle, can't walk and imagine. A lot of y'all Hollywood drama, cast it. Cut bitch camera off, real shit, blast it.
I had to give you my
route, lockdown, blast this set while I mash out. Yeah, nigga, mash out, D-R-E, backtrack, think back, E-V-E, do you like that? Yeah, you got to, I know you, had you in the trance, first glance from the flow too, don't believe I'll show you, take you with me, turn you on, tension gone, give you relief, put your trust in a born winner, listen to me, damn, she much thinner, no, now I'm complete, still styling on. Brick out, pile it on, ride or die, bitch, double off, can't strong. Beware, cause I crush anything I land on. Me here, ain't no mistake, nigga, it was planned on.
I had to give you my.
About Pamela Anderson and Jessica Simpson. Jessica Simpson has on a t-shirt that says, Real Girls Eat Meat, okay? I don't know. I don't know what she means by that. Famous vegetarian Pamela Anderson is shooting back at a singer whose shirt, some speculated, was aimed at another non-meat eater, her boyfriend's ex, Carrie Underwood. I don't know. Jessica Simpson with the t-shirt, Real Girls Eat Meat, and Tony Romo heading for lunch with sister Ashley Simpson at Pete Wentz in Hollywood, June 1st, 2008. Jessica had that t-shirt on. Pam Anderson says, you know, she thinks she's a bitch and a whore. Ugh, wow. The former Baywatch actress said, commenting on the t-shirt, actually, I don't know if she was talking about food or men. Go figure, guys. I don't know. Do real girls eat meat? Call me up. Let your girl know. 347-215-8667. Check me out.
Mental Note, Blog Talk Radio.
I'll be back with more in just a second.
Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some neck up on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it.
Check up on me tonight.
Ooh, boy, you're looking like you're like.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. It's been a minute since I gave you your horoscope, right? I figure it's evening, and so maybe I should tell you what your day is going to be looking like tomorrow. Do you want to know what your day is going to be looking like tomorrow? All right, Aries, I'm going to start with you, okay? Aries, a shift in your daily patterns is in the making as Mars enters your sixth house of routine, prompting you to improve your overall efficiency. One way to do this is to limit the amount of distractions in your immediate environment. Although this may be difficult today, your current intentions set the stage for you to follow through with specific actions over the days ahead. Taurus. Your determination can be useful today as you handle a family situation that has caused stress. Fortunately, you can now find a solution to a problem that has been nagging at you for a while, but it might take a minor crisis for you to realize that you are running out of time and cannot procrastinate. Get to the bottom of the issue, for quick fixes and temporary patches are not a good idea at this time. Gemini. You know that you have to contend with a powerful person now, even if it's unpleasant just thinking about it. Luckily, once you begin a conversation, it will go a lot more smoothly than you think. Your greatest strength is your mental agility, so don't stiffen up under the tension. If you can remain flexible and are willing to learn from your opponent, you'll probably get what you need out of the interaction. Cancer.
Mental note, Blog Radio.
Issues of net worth and self-worth are inextricably entwined, even if they seem like they are separate issues. Today, you may feel more confident because you can feel the power of your emotions. If your self-esteem is rising, don't be afraid to ask for a raise. Naturally, circumstances at work need to support your request, but you're likely to see more money if they do. Guys, stick around, and I'll be back with more horoscopes. We have 11 minutes remaining on the show. And remember, the call number is
smoke, my texture is the best firm, King Chiller. I've been dealing with King Smoker. How you think I got the name over? I've been thriller, the game's over. Fall back young, ever since I made the change over the platinum, the game's been a rap one.
It's your girl PV right here, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for sticking around. Guys, I'm in the studio if you haven't figured that out yet. So got a lot of hot music going on all around me. Listen, I met Leo. You know that's me, guys. Leo's horoscope for tomorrow. Check this out. Leo's horoscope for tomorrow says, saying goodbye to Mars as it leaves your sign today is a mixed blessing. Your life has been full of activity, and you may be sorry to see it return to normal. On the other hand, it's time to slow down and replenish your energetic reserves. You can only continue to give of yourself for so long without becoming exhausted. Use this time wisely so you will be ready for whatever comes next. And Virgo, tomorrow, guys, tomorrow, Virgo, get ready for a sharp increase in the pace of your life. As fiery Mars is heating up your cool sign for the next several weeks, but this isn't a license to go overboard with your newfound energy. Use your strength of purpose judiciously, and you should be able to make this summer one of the most productive ones ever. Libra, tomorrow, guys. Libra, although you will still have responsibilities to others that you need to fulfill, you may be less interested in being socially active in the weeks ahead. Don't make the mistake of thinking that something is wrong just because you want more time to yourself. Instead, meet your obligations as efficiently as possible, and then reward yourself with the solitude that you crave. Scorpio. What's up, Scorpio? Planning social events in advance enables you to get out and have more fun. But don't be surprised if you decide that you want to bail at the last minute. Of course, your responsibilities come first, yet downtime with friends can actually make you more productive when you finally get back to work. Sagittarius, Cece, where you at, girl? Holler at your girl. If you don't know, Cece is my best friend, guys, and she is a Sagittarius. Although you may be inclined toward wanting to see the big picture, Mars in detail-oriented Virgo is moving through your 10th house of career, requiring you to focus your energy on very specific tasks. Breaking down your long-term goals into several individual tasks allows you to figure out what to do next. Small steps first, larger ones later. Capricorn. What's up, Capricorn? Tomorrow for Capricorn. Although you may still be annoyed by how much you are being asked to do today, your ability to work extra hard now will likely be rewarded. If, however, you try to do everything all at once, you'll just get increasingly irritated. On the other hand, slowing down and developing a methodical plan will probably assure your success. Remember, however, shortcuts are not allowed, so take your time and do it right. Aquarius. Tomorrow is July 1st, guys, so it's a new month. On tomorrow, it can be somewhat discomforting when Mars enters your eighth house of intimacy, for you are naturally more at ease with casual interactions. It's not that you are adverse to an emotional connection. It's just that you also like your intellectual elbow room, so you are free to roam mentally. Keep in mind that giving up a bit of your freedom now can teach you volumes about your connection with others. And last but not least, Pisces. On tomorrow, Pisces, increased activity in your environment can lure you deeper into a relationship with an existing partner or a new friend. But all is not simple, for you can already see the roadblocks ahead. There's no need to rush forward. The fast track won't be as stable as a slower and cooler approach. Take your time, or you'll need to slam on the brakes in just a few days.
Mental Note, Radio.
And guys, that's your horoscope for tomorrow, July 1st, 2008, right here for you on Mental Note, Blog Talk Radio. And if you haven't already, please check out mentalnotetv.com. It is the hottest media outlet on the internet. You're sure to find all the new hot artists on that page. Click on Hottest of the Hot to see what's new, what's hot, what's fresh. Your girl got it for you. All of your current events, entertainment news, movies, music, fashion, and much, much more right there on mentalnotetv.com. So be sure to go there and check it out. Check me out again tomorrow night, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another dose of Mental Note right here at Blog Talk Radio, baby. Check me out. And until we speak again, remember, in all things, not just one thing, not just two things, not just a thing every now and then, in all things, peace and love. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, signing off.
Next one is a Blog Talk Radio.
Wondering.